Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
The Stuart Collection is an ongoing program commissioning contemporary artists to come to the campus and think about doing a project that will somehow relate to what goes on here. We take the proposals to our advisory board, which is composed of people who have spent their lives thinking about contemporary art. And when that group approves a proposal, it's my job then to integrate it with the campus and to raise the money. We do not use any university funds or student funds for these works. I raise the money for them all from scratch every time. UCSD Stuart Collection is unique. There are some commissions that go on at other universities, but as for ongoing programs, there are very, very few.
Because we have this extraordinary campus to work on, it's possible to work within this community and derive the benefits of the talents that exist here to help artists develop ideas that wouldn't find a home in the normal public sphere.
We now are working on our 18th project, which is very exciting, by Dohosa, and we expect to start construction on that in the next few months and hope to have it completed by the end of 2011. Matthew is overseeing the production. Doho is in London or Seoul or New York, Seoul, Korea or New York or wherever he is. He approves every move that we make in terms of what the work is going to look like, but we can figure out how to make the roof waterproof, how to make the garden grow, how to get the house, build the house and get it up there.
We assisted him in developing this idea, this amazing idea for a house that has sort of magically come down from the sky and attached itself to the upper stories of a modernist building here on campus.
Or been ripped from the ground.
Or been ripped up from the ground and levitated itself up there. That idea evolved from a very straightforward sketch, a very simple sketch that he provided to us. And it was our job, really, our task, with Doho, who came back to visit. It was through that sort of collaboration that we finally found a site. And that site actually evolved into not just a little house that was attached to a building, the side of a building, but it became part of the roof of this building, or sort of attached itself to the roof of this building so that the house could have a front yard. It was a house that was tilted at a fairly severe angle. Now the house remains tilted at this fairly severe angle of about 10 degrees, but the floor of the house will actually be at a lesser angle of about 4 degrees. So you'll be able to stand on the floor without being too much thrown out of balance. But standing on the floor, that floor will be at a different angle from, obviously, the world around you, and also at a different angle from the house that you're standing in. And so you'll be looking through a crooked window at a crooked world.
He came here to go to the Rhode Island School of Design and to Yale after that, and he felt totally displaced, and he felt like he had to find himself again. Many students have been through a kind of displacement or left their home for the first time and come to this place where there isn't anything resembling a home. You can go now into this little house on this building and goes out, and because the house is sort of cantilevered off the edge of the building, you get an intense feeling of displacement, which, you know, is kind of scary. I mean, I'm nervous about the experience of going out there, but I think that's the part of the point. And from the house, you know, seven stories up, you'll be able to see a lot of the other housing on campus, be able to see out beyond. I think it'll be an unforgettable image as well as an amazing experience. I always say that this is not about taste. It's not about decorating the campus in a cosmetic way. It is about providing experiences for people to think about. You know, some people respond and some people won't. But the fact that they're there and the fact that people remember them, these are all memorable images or memorable experiences, means that they come back to students in ways that they didn't think about, I think, when they were here. Art is really about paying attention, and that's what we all need to do in the world in order to understand the world that we live in.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.